When Stephen AJ started doing stand-up comedy, he wanted to be the guy, the one everyone knew was one of the funniest people alive. And he worked on it.
I would watch my stand-up in comparison to other comics. Like, I would go do a five-minute set one night. I'd put it on the TV, and right next, I'd put a DVD of Chris Rock in, and I'll watch, like, a minute of mine, and then, like, 10, 15 minutes of his. I'm like, how did he get all them damn laughs? And I got one laugh.
Now, Stephen gets a lot more laughs than he used to. He does stand up regularly in Denver, where he lives, but he still has a day job. So he's trying to decide, is it time to make the leap and do comedy full time? To help him answer that question, we connected Stephen with one of his idols.
Steve.
Roy, what's going on,
what's
man?
What's going on, man? How you feeling, sir?
I'm not too bad. How are you doing?
Another day in these trenches, sir.
That's Roy Wood Jr. You might know him from The Daily Show, where he's a fake news correspondent. But before that, Roy was hustling from gig to gig, just like Stephen. And he had some advice for Stephen on how to turn those gigs into a full-time career. They talked about it for our series, Been There, connecting someone about to take a big step with someone who's already taken it.
What inspired you to get into comedy? Like, when did you know you wanted to be a comic?
So I was a waiter at Golden Corral, and I figured out if I could make a table laugh, I generally got a better tip from them. And right. So by the end of the month, I was like, that's technically comedy. I just performed a joke individually for each table. So if you put all those people in the same room, then maybe I could do comedy. And I'd always had an itch. I'd always had an inkling to do it. So I started doing open mics, but, you know, for me it was a little different because I had to travel a lot because at that time where there's only one open mic a month, so if you want to get up every week, you got to get on the Greyhound. I didn't have a car. I call it hopping the dog. I'd hop on the dog and go to Atlanta or Charlotte or Tampa or wherever and just keep doing open mics, and that's kind of where my growth came. So where you are now, how do you feel? Because comics, we tend to always feel behind. Like, man, I should have got that last year. I should have got that. What's happened to my career? Am I in a tailspin?
Yeah, I feel like we've arrived to this point now where I'm pretty established here, but I'm still working this day job. I'm like thinking, like, do I save up to a number and then just bounce and, you know, go to the coast? Because I want to do some TV stuff, you know, a Daily Show type thing, whether it's sitcom, whether it's movies. I want to do all of that, but I'm on that tipping point. You know, I'm 27 right now. I'm still got a lot of energy. I could still, you know, hit the ground hard in another city, you know, late nights and early mornings or whatever.
Do you like the job that you work? Does the job relate to comedy in any way, or is it?
You know what? It's human services. So I do like food stamps and Medicaid and stuff for people.
Okay. So then that becomes life experience.
Yeah.
There's something in that world that's funny, you know, and it's you'll Definitely. Look up and you'll realize everything you've been doing up until that point had been simply preparing you for wherever you land. And in my experience, in my opinions, you know, once you're the king of the city, once you can just show up and go up in any comedy club in your region, it's probably time to leave.
Ultimately, you're saying, you know, once you know you want more, just get out and gamble for it. And
you got to keep living in an uncomfortable zone.
True.
You can't just work to pay bills and hopefully this club will move me up to headliner and now I'll make a little more money.
Right.
How is this helping you sell a script or shoot a sketch? Also, who are you surrounded by? The advantage that you have on the coast is when it's time to cast your web series or find someone with a camera who'll shoot your web series. Like, you meet so many other dreamers
right.
in these cities. This is where the dreams converge. Man, I did so many gigs with vets that just didn't give a damn anymore. Haven't written a new joke in 10 years. Mm-hmm. And that stuff is corrosive, and it rubs off on you. And some of that stuff rubbed off on me.
Mm. Also, because I was thinking back, you know, how you're saying you were a server and stuff. How long did you, you know, work as a server and then, you know, doing stand-up until you made that decision to just go full stand-up?
For me, in my head, I was always a full-time comic. Like, you could
right.
tell me I wasn't no full-time comic. I had
right.
two gigs a month. I'm like, yeah, man, you know, it's slow right now, but that thing's going to speed up.
Right.
I still never officially quit Golden Corral, if you want to be technical about it.
You're still employed as an actor.
Yeah, I told Miss Darlene in, like, 2000, I said, hey, look, just don't put me on the schedule this week and I'll pick up some call-in shifts. And she said, no problem, baby. Just let me know. And that was the last time I was in Golden Corral. I still have my apron and my name tag.
You should just show up one day and say, hey, I'm back.
You know, just show up in my uniform and get an employee discount.
That was Roy Wood Jr., most notably of The Daily Show, talking to up-and-coming comedian Stephen AJ for our series, Been There. You can be part of it, too. If you're starting something life-changing and you want advice, email us at nprcrowdsource@npr.org. Put Been There in the subject line.